Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Welcome back to WEEI Afternoons. It is 3 o'clock. Ted Johnson is here. He's prepping. He's getting his notebooks together, as anybody who watches on Twitch knows. He's always very, very well prepared. And we will get to the three-point stances momentarily, but the phone lines are loaded. For a story that some of the Twitch chatters and the texters tell me, I don't care about, why are you talking about Belichick? He's not here anymore. Certainly getting a lot of phone calls in this topic, so I want to work some of these in. 617-779-7937. Let's go to John down my way in Fall River. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, good.
We all chimed in the great debate whether it was Brady or Belichick, and I think we all kind of concluded it was Brady. But all of a sudden now we're in a different arena and it's all on the coach. How about the fact the team is terrible? Does anyone matter to that, or is it, does he, so Belichick, I guess, loses on either end. So I don't know. I think we owe him something for 20 years, because I've been a fan for 50 years and I was there in the dark years. So I appreciate what he did for us.
All right. Great. Thanks, call, John. I think a lot of people appreciate what he did. Ted and I were actually just talking about this. No one's saying you didn't win 6 Super Bowls. You weren't a good coach. You didn't help Ted Johnson and Lawyer Malloy and those defenses do good things against Marshall. Has anyone said that? Because
no.
I haven't heard that.
No.
What they're saying is lately, you're a debacle. And on the field, off the field, personally, professionally, you've made a lot of bad decisions, starting probably with Tom Brady. Actually, starting, as the caller said earlier, maybe with Malcolm Butler. And then straight on through, you've made a lot of bad decisions. No one's taken away Super Bowls.
No. If anything, so go ahead, Fitzy. Go ahead, Bob.
I was just going to say, Andy, there is a bad decision. I don't want to get lost in the weeds, Ted, but there is one that clearly sticks out in my mind as the first time I ever thought, Bill, what in the holy tinder F are you doing? Final game of the season, 2015. You know where they played? Miami.
Yep.
You know what team they were favored by 10 points against, and all they had to do was beat a crap-ass Dolphins team, and they would secure home field advantage, which likely would have sent them to a Super Bowl, Super Bowl 50, which Tom Brady belonged in, against the Carolina Panthers and Superman Cam Newton. All they had to do was win that game. And Belichick got on one of those classic, nope, we're doing this my way, and I insist on it. We're not going anywhere unless we establish a ground game. So he ran Steven Jackson into the ground the first half, and they fell apart in the second half. Brady throws a bad pick. They lose a game that they had no business even being within 14 points of. And I remember that was the first time I ever thought, God, Bill, you are literally costing yourself a Super Bowl with this effort.
Well, then 2 years later, they were played in the Super Bowl and didn't play Malcolm Butler when they probably should have. You know, like, it's, mm-hmm. I think if Malcolm Butler was playing in that game, they win a Super Bowl. So, yeah, you know, it's, you got to look at all of it in its totality. And I think he was one coach then, and he's a different coach now. It's a different Bill, I think. He's just, he's not as motivated as he used to be. And so I'm not, just because, you know, guys are, people are being critical of him now means that he wasn't a good coach then, right?
And it, yeah, and this is a common occurrence, I would say, in life, not just in sports, right? Like, we get used to stars and people we idolize and greatness in all levels that peters out, doesn't it? Like, you know, musicians that have to keep playing the hits from 20 years ago. Why? Because you don't really love their music that they made in the last 10 years, right? No one really wants to hear the new album, the new CD, or actors that had, you know, great career, and then they're just kind of latching on to roles because of their name and what they've done.
We're all perishable, right?
I mean, yes.
We are, and so, and Bill, you know, basically brought in my man from Eastern Illinois, the quarterback. Why can't I?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy G. Because Tom was getting old, and it was no secret. Remember, he told all us that.
Yep.
So, you know, he thought that playing the quarterback position was a perishable skill, which it is, but coaching is too. It's a perishable skill. You can't coach at 73 the same way you could when you were 23.
Correct. And if you don't evolve, you kind of fall apart. Or Fitzy, what's the Batman line? You either die a hero
You either die the hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
The villain, yeah.
He's lived long enough to become the villain, and that's what he's doing. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Coach in New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
When I think of Bill Belichick, I think of two things, his coaching and his person. His coaching, unbelievable defensive genius. He made one of the greatest coaching decisions in history by going with Brady over Bledsoe. That couldn't have been easy. And then his in-game, not only adjustments, but readiness for situations was unbelievable. Now, Bill Belichick, the person, disgusting with the media, not understanding that the NFL is an entertainment business and he's paid to give good answers, a la Mike Vrabel. Number two, pettiness, grudge holding, lack of loyalty. When I think of all those things, I'm trying to think of the right word. I think he's a freaking baby. What do you guys think?
Thanks for the call, Coach.
Can I just say?
No, he's good. He said frickin'. Jeez.
I got to tell something about, thank you for saying it that way, because that's how I've always viewed Bill Belichick, is there's the coach part of Bill and there's the person. I'm much more critical and analyze the person more than the coach. The coach was a phenomenal coach, was. I don't think he is anymore. But the person has kind of always been there and I think deserves criticism based on how he's treated people. But the coach... And I look at Bill that same exact way the coach from New Hampshire just said. The person and the coach, they're different people, and they should be looked at differently.
And I also think you need to make the divide we were just trying to make somewhere. Like, the first part of his coaching career in New England, he was really good. He made a lot of decisions. He made tough decisions. There were a lot of decisions we didn't like, right? Adam Vinatieri, Logan Mankins, Richard Seymour, like, personnel moves, Lawyer Malloy. But more often than not, at the end of the year, with Tom Brady and with Ted Johnson and with everybody, it worked out, right? So he analyzed situations, because he gets a little credit for knowing he has Tom Brady, right?
Of course.
And leaning on, well, Tom will fix this. I can move on financially from Lawyer, or I can move on financially from Logan Mankins. And it might be rough waters, but Tom will drive the ship and we'll get to the other side, right? He knew that. So that's part of his analysis.
He never said that, but he knew it.
No. Right. And he took it. And then at some point in his career, whether it's Fitzy's, you know, end of the season with the Steven Jackson game, whether it's Malcolm Butler, whatever, the decision stopped being good. The decision stopped working out for him and his team and winning. And now he's at North Carolina, and it's the greatest example of that, because it doesn't look like he's made a good decision. I took an apology lap real quick before we move on to three-point stance, Ted. I said something dumb, if you remember this, during the summer. I said, you know what Bill needs to get to? The season. A game. Football. I thought when he got to TCU and the football schedule, he would fall into, I can still coach. I know what I'm doing. The talent might not be great, but I'll keep us competitive, whatever. Hasn't happened.
But your thing is, he can't still coach. Every report says, oh, he still can coach. He still can coach. He can't manage a team. He can't be the head coach of a college team. Can he coach positions? Sure. But is he qualified to be a head coach at any level right now? Definitely not.
All right, it's 3:11:16. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
3:19! 3:19! 3:19, shut up!
Yeah, there you go!
What's up? Shut up!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three! Bang!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak! A hat
trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
And it is gone! A 3-run homer, and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're just living Belichick's life right now, you got to get Glassman. Sometimes it's that simple, guys. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777.
Bill needs to have Jeffrey Glassman on retainer.
Yes. On a lot of levels. Personal, professional, the whole thing.
Number 7 on
Jeffrey,
the speed
fix
dial.
It all. Yes. Help me.
Not even sure Jeffrey Glassman is good. But if there's any lawyer, it'd be Jeffrey Glassman.
It.
And you call all sevens, by the way, at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons or thereabouts. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances kind of quickly on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you'll lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
So I'm watching the Boston Bruins last night, and midway, I think through the first period, TNT does one of those behind-the-bench interviews with Marco Sturm, their new head coach.
Yep.
And I loved it. I fell in love with the guy. And you can't accuse me, because we're not doing interviews with him each and every week, or like, oh, you love Cora because you talked to him. Nope, I don't know Marco Sturm. I just looked at him and the smile and the appreciation for the job he's in his first game as an NHL coach. And you know what came into my head was Ben Johnson being a dink a couple weeks ago to the sideline reporter that dare ask him a question. And I just saw Marco Sturm, and there'll be bad nights. I get it. And it worked out perfectly. Your goalie was good. Your guy who's supposed to score scored, and you got a victory on the road. Woohoo! You're 1-0. It's probably going to be downhill from here at some point. But Marco Sturm seemed so genuinely appreciative of the role he's in, the opportunity, the fact that, you know, he's got one of 30 jobs on the planet, like that whole mentality. And when guys reach that highest level and seem to appreciate that they've reached that highest level and enjoy the moment and look down and say, yeah, I got David Pastrnak sitting in front of me. It's really cool that I coach this guy. It's really cool that my goalie has 35 saves and we're going to win this game. Marco Sturm is my new guy. I'm rooting for Marco Sturm and the Bruins because I appreciate when people appreciate what they have. Mm-hmm.
Joining Masataka Yoshida, David Hamilton, another noted Andy Hart. Guys, Marco Sturm today.
Yes. I don't know if, like, maybe I just am so used to Bill Belichick, for example, a guy that I saw so stern and angry for so long. It's like, yeah, the Alex Cora mentality, like, I wake up and I manage the Boston Red Sox. I wake up and I'm the head coach of the Boston Bruins, a town that cares about hockey. Like, I'm not in, you know, Arizona or some, like, you know, franchise that was added to the league in the last 10 years. I'm at an Original Six where I played, where they care. This is pretty freaking cool, was like what his face said. And I love that.
I think part of it is the humility that I think he's, and the gratitude that he's, I think he's expressing to you that you resonate with. And I do too, is, if you look at his past, his resume, I liked his resume when he first got hired. You go, well, it's not that impressive. No, it is. When you can say, he was willing to do whatever he had to do. He coached the Germans men's national team and then went on to become an assistant for the LA Kings, where he coached for 4 years, the American Hockey League affiliate on the Ontario Reign. So, like, he worked at the bottom and worked his way up to get this job, and so you can just tell that it means a lot to him. So I sign off on that. I've liked what I've seen so far from him.
Did you guys happen to see the video on the socials? The Bruins put it out on their official Twitter feed afterwards. He got the game puck, and the whole room clapped for him.
Yeah.
And he just like, he smiled, just was very affable and approachable, and like, you could see, Andy, in this sort of like gratitude loop that you're breaching and talking about here, that he just sort of said, like, thanks. This really means a lot. First of hopefully many to come. Like, it wasn't the big austere speech. It was not, you know, a big rally or look at me. It was just like a guy going about his business who seemed to really like what he's doing. Like, I immediately just kind of like fell in love with the guy as well. And it's also, his team played pretty damn well last night, too. That helps.
They played pretty much according to the blueprint for
the
how he was saying. Yeah, not scoring a lot, but good defense and getting some saves from Andy's boy, Swayman. We'll talk more Bruins with Andrew Raycroft in studio coming up at 4 o'clock. But before that, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, it is your time for your 3-point stance. Are you ready?
Man, I could just talk about Sturm. I could talk about the Celtics, but I got a little something on the pat, so let's hit it.
All right, here are 60 seconds for that. Go ahead.
Okay, we've been talking about how this weekend's game, I'm not going to say trap game once again, how this could be a letdown game, and I believe that the Patriots have the right mentality and seem to have the developing chemistry, focus, and maturity to get the job done. But there will be further challenges ahead. And while this team continues to develop more chemistry and offensive balance, I still feel like, given the injury to Antonio Gibson and the roster composition overall, that they're one offensive player away, perhaps we'll say, from being truly dangerous, a true threat to all teams in the AFC, if in fact they are to win more games than we originally predicted and possibly find that path to the postseason. Many websites have been speculating as to which player they should possibly get after. A couple that are actually within reach, I'm not going to say Breece Hall for the Jets because he's not going to want to come here, and I don't think that's a smart rental for them. But there's two in particular. Rico Dowdle, running back for the Carolina Panthers, used to play for the Dallas Cowboys and had himself a hell of a game last week. And you're going to see the other one this weekend. He could be a nice rental. Alvin Kamara.
You said Derrick Henry funny. That's not how it's pronounced. Derrick Henry.
Is that
Rico Dowdle? Oh, all you have to do is trade Ramondre for him.
Yeah, it's perfect. Swap for swap. I agree with you. If they added one more piece, I thought maybe you'd go down the
one
A.J.
More
Brown.
Piece of
they're
what,
not
though?
Getting A.J.
Like,
Brown.
What position? You
know, impactful talent. I think it could be receiver or running back. Either or. I'm not a beggars
well,
can't be choosers.
Kamara does both, so he's perfect.
He is definitely one of those pass catchers. But I think if they, because we're all talking about Stephon Diggs and the role he's taken over in this offense. I just wonder how sustainable that is, too. Like, can he catch 10 balls a game for the next, 12 games left? Like, probably not. I mean, he didn't
He'll
make it through last
he can,
year.
Though.
He'll tell you he can. I just don't know if I believe he can. And so I do think you've got the high of the offense right now, but they've been pretty healthy. What happens, well, Antonio Gibson aside, but what happens when they start to lose, you know, I don't want to throw names out there, but key pieces, key contributors. You know, there's a left tackle, a tight end, a wide receiver. There's guys that I would say, if you lose them, you're porked.
Man, you look at Alvin Kamara. He's played 9 years. So for a running back, he might as well have played 100 by now. But you know what? You look at his games played, he misses on average probably 2 to 3 games a year. For a running back, that's not too bad.
No,
he's
not
still
at all.
He produces.
Who puts himself in space like that, Ted, and takes all those hits?
Yeah, you know, and like Fitzy said, he is a dynamic, pass catcher too.
Sure, so. I take him.
And Kendre Miller is sort of there. He's kind of drafting behind Kamara as the running back of the future with the Saints as well. Kamara's not going to re-sign with them. He could definitely be an expendable chip that could get them a draft pick. He would be a great
What do you offer up? What do the Saints want for Kamara?
Oh, a veteran running back with that much wear and tear?
I'd say fifth rounder.
I was going to say like a day three pick.
Yeah.
If I had to beat somebody to the punch, considering that we've talked about all the running back injuries, I'd offer a fourth.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't think you're getting much higher than that. And that's fine. I also, when I say you add that piece, that doesn't make you a Super Bowl contender. That doesn't mean you're competing with necessarily Buffalo or the Eagles or whoever you think the favorites are.
I was told you were playing at Highmark in the AFC Championship
that
game
is
at
true.
The beginning of the week.
Who told you? That was Ted Johnson that said the AFC Championship game.
I did not say that.
I couldn't tell you who said it. I figured it was Andy just based on the usual takes.
Give Alvin Kamara a chance to go to Buffalo in the AFC Championship, and you watch out, boys. I smell duck boats and dog rockets.
Dan, don't let him influence you, okay?
Yeah.
You stay golden there, pony boy. Don't let this guy influence
here
you.
Here for every outsider's reference, Ted.
I never would, Ted. I like getting my picks right every single Friday.
Oh, touche.
All right, good. Teddy, here we go.
I'm ready.
You ready? 60 seconds, go ahead.
All right, so the Pats finally have a deep passing element to their offense. Don't look now, but my goodness, they hadn't had one in a long time, And let me just give you some stats to back that up. The Pats have ranked 31st in the last 2 years, 2023 and 2024, in X plays, all right? What are X plays? Those are plays of 20 or more yards. They have also been in the bottom fifth of yards per attempt. In the same time frame between 2023 and 2024, the Pats scored the second fewest touchdowns in those two seasons where they combined for an 8-26. Right now, though, Drake May ranks fifth in yards per attempt at 8.24 per completion, and number two in completion percentage at 74%, basically. His yards per attempt went from 6.73 last year, where he ranked 27th, all the way up to 8.24, where he ranks fifth, in the NFL. That's incredible. Going into this game, they only had 9 plays of 20 or more yards. They've had 8 since. Don't look now, but the Pats have a deep passing element to their passing game, and that is good, considering that this team is facing more cover two coverages more than any other team. That's the hardest coverage to pass into. And the fact that they can't run against teams that are playing cover two is so it's an indictment against the running game, and it's a feather in the cap for the deep passing game. So good job, Patriots.
Good job, Ted. We'll get more into the Patriots, the offense, and what is improving, where they need to get better with Tom Curran up next at 3:30. But before we go to break, we do need to pass along word in our condolences. Former Red Sox left fielder Mike Greenwell has passed away today after a battle with thyroid cancer. The Gator was in that long line of left fielders, Ted Williams, Yastrzemski, Jim Rice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gator should have been an MVP if they didn't give it to Jose Canseco for the 40-40 year, if they took it away for steroids, but unfortunately, Red Sox Hall of Famer Mike Greenwell has passed away from thyroid cancer. Dan Ball will have that and much more coming up next here in What's Trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.